when I was going to join the University of Nairobi, one of the things my parents sat me down and told me was, politics uliachia high school.
You can't join university.
So please,
yeah.
Ile manene ya kuongea on behalf of other people and writing letters and whatever, stop it.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, I got to the university and discovered Sonu. So, and I wanted to be a leader. I wanted to make a change. And so I thought, I need to call home and say, I want to get into this thing and I think it is politics. So my father said, okay, that's fine.
Oh, the reception for that
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So then in first year, contested for Sonu, Congress lady, got it.
Got it?
Yeah. Then second year, third year, gender secretary. Then third year, fourth year, vice chair, academics. Mm. I was the first female vice chair to be elected. And ever since, that is a position for women on campus. University politics really shaped me in a big way. I joined the university so green from the village, naive. And by the time I was leaving, I had experienced lots of stuff. I had learned to fight for myself. I had learned to work harder and look for opportunities to make money. Because then by then I took on the responsibility as a first year to support my younger sibling and then start sending some money home
to the parents
through HELB.
Yeah.
So.
You are totally a sandwich child.
Yeah. So that was was interesting.
Let's place these years in context just so that also the person who's following can see you there. What years are these that you encompass?
So 2000, from 2002
to 2006. And you are the main campus?
Yeah, main campus.
Main campus.
Yes.
What hall were you living in?
Hall 4. And the most amazing thing is I lived in Hall 4 all my life on campus. Because then I was a student leader, so I had a single room to myself.
Oh, look at that.
The whole time.
All through. Hey, Karen. Okay. Very nice. And student leadership and student politics. And, I mean, you're interacting. Sonu is known for many things, including alignment and at times disalignment with national politics and the flow of either national politics or at times opposition. So during your tenure, where were you? What was the climate, at least at the time?
So I remember vividly that when I was a Congress lady and gender secretary, I wasn't aware that national politics and political parties at the national level actually do infiltrate student politics. When I got into student politics, I knew I wanted to serve. I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to study, yes, but still engage in shaping conversations and discourses at the university and at the national level when it came to young people. But then when I was vice chair, I discovered, oh, okay. So
this is not just that.
Yeah.
Here we are dealing with that bigger fish than what's on the surface.
That what happens at the national level in the political space is actually mirrored in student politics.
Completely.
Like that was really interesting. And I remember during the referendum, yes and no campaign.
Yeah.
Oh man, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, it was crazy.
Yeah.
And I think it was really tough on student leaders because by then Professor Magoha was the vice chancellor. And I remember him sending a strong message to student leaders and saying, guys, you will not lead students on strike because of the referendum. If you do so, I will hold you accountable. And of course, I think there were some alignments going on and happening. But for me, I think it was always clear that, you know, I got into this space to make a change. And that is what I wanted to see. And that is what I was working for. So somehow I didn't get to join the different factions, political functions that were going on at the time. But definitely before I cleared university, I then discovered what I had been doing for the 4 years at the university was politics.
It was.
And so I decided that, you know what, I've been able to make some little change at the university. So that means I can go to my constituency and vie to become MP and make even bigger change for my community.
For your community. So we'll move to that. I don't want to leave campus yet. What? So before you even move away out of campus, I want to hear what were you pursuing in campus? And then also what were, other than politics, what were your other interests in campus?
Okay.
Then we can move away from campus.
So communication and sociology. So communication largely had lots of mass communication, media, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then sociology, yeah, relating with people, blah, 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 what happens in society and all that.
All right.
But then I enjoyed the communication aspect of it so much that then when time came for me to look for attachment, I went to KTN.